The price of peanuts went up this week. Peanut shipments have been rather heavy, mostly going to China, Vietnam, and other countries. But this week, the shellers have confirmed that they have pulled off the market on the new 2016 peanuts until they can see a little bit more about this crop. Also, on the 2015 crop of peanuts, their price went up from 46 cents per pound to 50 cents per pound for jumbo runners, 49 cents a pound for mediums, and splits were 47 cents a pound. Brokers report no sellers to speak of as shellers continue to deliver their contracted peanuts, but did not want to stick their neck out and try to sell more. Little or no buys were being done, according to the brokers, and buyers will have to adjust to a new higher level. Brokers are reporting that current inventory from the sheller side is very tight. On the farm level, shellers are also returning to the buying points, asking farmers to sign a solid $400 per ton contract. That's for runners in the southeast. Earlier, they were bringing $375 per ton, with some seed premiums of $25, making it $400. But pricing on 2016 crop, the crop presently in the ground, was also being honored with a $400 per ton contract. But overall, the price of peanuts has gone up. The USA Peanut Congress will be meeting next Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at the Charleston Place Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. It brings together about 250 to 300 individuals in the peanut world, and they'll be discussing everything from the markets and to the new expansions that are being made. An update on Argentina, they said they have moved back into the field after several days of rain, and they're having to delay because of drying the peanuts. They're wet when they pick them up, and their drying has delayed their distribution of trucks back to the field. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.